It's the day those who lived through it will never forget. January 9th, 2018 was the day when mud, rocks, debris, and water roared through a South Coast community. The Montecito debris flow killed 23 people, injured more than 160 others, and destroyed or damaged hundreds of homes. Doug Martram and his wife Marnie had moved into the home they bought off of East Valley Road in Montecito months before the destructive December 2017 Thomas Fire. That fire set the stage for the debris flow.
The fire was such a dramatic event, and it was moving so fast. I mean, they came and they literally just pounded on our door and said, "Get out." And we packed up a few things and drove away. And then as we were driving south, it was moving so fast and the flames were so huge, we just assumed we'd lost our house. We were out of our house for about 30 days. We did have some damage due to the fire, but that's why we were out for 30 days.
On January 8th, the day before the destructive Montecito debris flow, they were finally able to move back into their home.
That day, I think it was the sheriff, came by and said, "Oh, you know, we're evacuating you guys again." But it wasn't, you know, the pound, pound, pound. And I went up to the bridge and I talked to a couple of the guys up there at the San Ysidro Bridge where it goes over to the San Ysidro Ranch. And no one seemed, you know, like, there's something coming, but it wasn't like a panic. And we literally just got back in that day and we decided, okay, it can't be that bad.
It was less than a month after the Thomas Fire had stripped the mountainsides above Montecito. Heavy rain sent a torrent of mud, rock, and water down San Ysidro Creek, which is next to the Marjoram's home.
At 3-ish in the morning, it's raining so hard it woke us up, and then we could hear the rumbling, and then we started trying to get out, and then we just drove through chaos, picked up people, and finally got to a house that was on higher ground and hunkered down there for the night. Couldn't get out. We walked back to our house and spent the next night in our house where our master was not, didn't have any damage to it at all, but the rest of the house had mud in it.
The damage was massive.
The master, which is actually closest to the creek, was untouched. Mud came in through the middle part of the house and went through it, ruined all the floors, and we had to take all the walls up, the floors off, a lot of cabinets down, and we had a major project on our hands.
Was there any discussion about, do we want to rebuild, or was it just like kind of a given that you were gonna stay?
No, it was a given. Absolutely. And I think everyone in our neighborhood and everyone in town, you know, is pretty much, you know, that's a once-in-a-lifetime event, unbelievable set of circumstances. And now with the mitigation the county has done and with the new course of the creek, you know, it's much wider, it's much, much more open. We just don't see that happening again.
It was a more than 2-year process. The Martrams were finally able to move back into their home a few months ago. But Doug Martram says with so many people losing their lives and being injured, and others totally losing homes, they feel fortunate.
We were really actually quite lucky, considering the fate of many others. My wife's an interior designer. That helped a lot, and she's the general contractor for the whole project. But yeah, it was a little bit difficult finding people to do the work, and also the construction materials were just, you know, hard, few and far between and expensive. And that's what insurance just couldn't understand. We did have quite a battle with our insurance company, as everyone did, but I think overall they sort of came through for us.
Martram is well known in Santa Barbara County because of his long career in the restaurant and wine industries, but he says it feels like everyone knows everyone in Montecito now. He says the disaster brought the community together in a way he's never seen before.
Our community got stronger through it. We know our neighbors much more than we did before. We're, I think, a united bunch, and we all sort of went through the same thing together, which gives you a sort of a shared experience. So I think overall it's made Montecito stronger and made us love our community even more.
Lance Orozco, KCLU News.